This is Dush Ramachandran. Stand by for another exciting edition of Entrepreneur Effect. WebmasterRadio.fm introduces you to the entrepreneur's ultimate destination for education and entertainment for every startup or seasoned veteran. Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app for iPhone and Android. Listen to every past episode of Entrepreneur Effect, plus sample thousands of hours of archived programming, or listen to WebmasterRadio.fm live at your leisure. Download the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app in the iTunes Store or in Google Play today.
Want to learn how to be an entrepreneur?
You are dedicated and devoted to a life of developing new ideas and innovations, willing to take calculated career risks, achieving independent wealth and success. Then you are ready to experience the Entrepreneur Effect. We'll highlight opportunities for entrepreneurs in digital marketing through interesting, practical, and thought-provoking interviews and monologues. Increase your income and be your own boss by listening to The Entrepreneur Effect. Please welcome your host, a 25-year veteran in sales, management, and business development, Dush Ramachandran.
Hi, this is Dush Ramachandran for Entrepreneur Effect. Welcome to the new year, 2014, and we're delighted that you could join us today. Today, our special guest is Raul Velasquez, who is the founder of the Next Level Experience and also has a real estate company in Connecticut. He's achieved some amazing success with live events through the Next Level Experience, as well as in the real estate business. And it's going to be really interesting to chat with Raul and understand how he has achieved his success and learn some details and some lessons from his journey the way. Welcome, Raul.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate your invitation of having me here in the show, and I look forward to sharing with you guys a little bit of the story and some of the lessons that I've learned around the way.
Oh, that's fantastic. So let's start at the beginning. Now, share with us, if you will, your journey to today. I mean, where did you start? How did you get into the real estate business? How did you come to be where you are today?
Well, it all started, I would say, about 14 years ago. I was working for corporate America. And it was I was in an international regulatory department, which means that it was just a fancy name for somebody who spoke Spanish and English for Bristol Myers Squibb, a pharmaceutical company.
Sure.
And you know, I was in a cubicle, sitting in my cubicle one day, and I started to think, what do I want to do in years from now? I mean, do I really want to be in the corporate world? Do I really want to be committed to coming in, punching the clock every single day? And this was my first job out of college. I've been working for Bristol Myers Squibb for about a year and a half. And somebody gave me a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I learned that with real estate, leveraging real estate, you could pretty much create your own freedom. You could supplement your income by investing in real estate. So I thought it was, you know, this could be a really good idea for me to try in the part-time basis, since, you know, I'm working 9 to 5. So I went out, I contacted a local realtor, and I had him show me a couple of multifamilies, and I bought my first investment property. And within 6 months, I was able to flip it, and I made $100,000.
Fantastic. That is a great success story. Yeah.
So, you know, that I said, you know what, definitely I could make more money than I could make in my job. So I started buying more and more properties. So within 12 months, I was able to supplement my income in the real estate investment side with the portfolio that I've built. And I realized that I didn't have to work a 9 to 5, that I could easily become an investor in real estate. And what I've learned and the things that I've been able to accomplish in a short period of time gave me the boost to take it to the next level. So I quit my job. I got my license because I actually wanted to have more information right away. I wanted to have access to the MLS. So I got my license, and people started coming to me saying, hey, Raul, show me how to invest in real estate. Show me what you know, what you're doing to have to be so successful in real estate. So then I started teaching them how to invest, telling them what to look for property. So I built a following that all of a sudden I had 200 people that were working for me in the real estate brokerage, which I didn't want to. My idea to in the real estate world was not to build a brokerage, was to just be an investor. But by default, because some of these people wanted to learn my strategies, I was teaching them, and I had two offices, 200 people working for me. Most of them were salespeople, and it was amazing. It was amazing.
So these people were all selling real estate.
Correct. They were selling and investing real estate.
Okay, got it. Excellent.
So they came to me and they worked for me. They created their own portfolios. They invested. They learned all my strategies. But you know, like every fairy tale in real estate, it all came down to an end in 2008.
Sure.
When we have millions of dollars in real estate and we saw them little by little. So I remember sitting in my office and I had 200 people working for me, and I had two offices and I operate off Connecticut and New York. And for the first time, I had to put money out of my pocket to pay for the office space, which has never happened before because we were so profitable in real estate that in the last, you know, 6 months, we were not able to sell anything because of the market.
Hmm.
So I decided that something has to happen. This cannot be the end of my story. And after 3 months, we had some projects that we were working on, and we got pretty much caught in the middle of the recession with this big project, a commercial project. And I just, you know, at that point, I decided that I needed to just let go of some of the properties. I needed to sell them at a loss, and I needed to pretty much maintain my office, or mean my business. But from the investment side, I only kept the properties that were profitable, and we actually sold a lot of the properties that we were working on at a loss because the market crashed. So I was in debt, millions of dollars in debt, 200 people are working for me that couldn't sell anything, and they actually had to leave and find jobs. So I decided that this was not going to be the end. And I started researching of what to do next. What's the next wave? How can I reinvent myself? And I was lucky enough to be invited to a personal development meeting. One of the guys, I don't know if you ever heard of Tony Robbins.
Oh, yeah.
He had a seminar in New Jersey called the Unleash the Power Within, UPW. Sure. And I remember going to the seminar thinking, like, this is crazy. Like, this, you know, this, all these people jumping up and down, you know, saying all this. And I realized that he was not just a motivational speaker, but he was a strategist.
Sure.
You know, at that moment, I realized that we make our own reality, that our negative beliefs are the ones guiding us to create what we actually have. So my belief was that this was going to be the end, that real estate was the only thing that I could do. But what I got out of that seminar was the certainty that I needed to have in order to figure out what my next step was. So I came out of that seminar and I started just immersing myself into personal development, reading books, listening to CDs, pretty much brainwashing myself to be positive.
Sure.
And to figure it out, because, you know, I was surrounded with so many negative things. I mean, losing properties, millions of dollars in debt, you know, people, you know, that couldn't pay their bills. Some of my co-workers that, you know, were just depressed. I needed to be around people who had a future.
Sure.
So within a month of reading a book a week, getting myself immersed into all this personal development stuff, I was able to figure out what my next step was, and I was able to become profitable again. And I started buying and selling properties that were being foreclosed by the banks.
Hmm. Distressed properties.
So that was a special niche, distressed properties. So I was one of the first people here actually in my market that was buying directly from the banks, because at that point it was all a myth. It was like, sure, you know, it's REO properties, short sales, what's the best investment. And I was able to knock on the doors from the financial institutions and said, listen, I am your guy. Trust me, I will be able to service your property. So I picked up 15 corporate clients in that year. So they will allow me to work with them so we could sell the distressed properties. So for the last 5 years, we have reinvented ourselves being the distressed property experts in the investment side, you know, buying, selling real estate, and at the same time servicing some of these properties for our clients. That's the short version of where I am. And the last year and a half, I've pretty much been in a journey looking to see what is the next level of my life. Because I've already reached certain success in real estate, having millions of dollars in real estate before losing millions of dollars in real estate, and I'm becoming successful in real estate again. So I asked myself, is this all there is? Is this what my future is going to be like? Am I going to be known as the real estate expert? Do I want more out of my life as just economics? So for the last year and a half, I've been in a journey looking at what the next level is and looking to see what is my next step to reach the success that I'm looking for. Which I believe that success to many people mean different things.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a remarkable story of reinvention and creating value out of a disaster. And we'll explore some more when we come back after this short break. So let's take a quick break and we'll be back to have a deeper chat with Raul. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
There are many things we would love to catch. Catching the final out of a baseball game.
And that's the ball game.
Reeling that big catch of the day. Or catching a ride home.
Taxi!
How about catching more attention like the biggest retail brands on earth? Introducing Catchy.com, where they sell short branded attractive.com domain names. Use a short and catchy brand, just like Sony, Visa, and Nike for your next business venture. You can even rent to own for as low as $100 a month. Catch a big break for your business with Catchy.com.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
It's time to get fired up. Fired Up is a show that delivers both business impact and social importance. Our host, Gordon Rudell, will share ideas on how to create higher returns on your communication investments by engaging the people who matter most. Fired Up with Gordon Rudell, on demand anytime, inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And we're back. This is Dush Ramachandran for Entrepreneur Effect. And our guest today is Raul Velasquez. And Raul's had the most amazing journey, coming from complete disaster in 2008, where he had built up a significant business in real estate and had that melt down and see his employees have to go find other jobs. And then to today, fast forward to today, Raul is the distressed property expert and has built some amazing other businesses. So let's find out more. So Raul, that's remarkable that out of adversity, you came out of it and you've built a stronger future for yourself and for the business. But before we dive into exactly what helped you do that, let's talk a little bit about some of the lessons you've learned along the way. So what were some valuable lessons that you might have learned that you might be able to share with our audience today?
You know, one of the things that I realized when I was at my lowest points is that what's wrong is always available, but so is what's right. You know, we always focus on the things that we don't have, where if we really be present within ourselves, we realize that we have more than 95% of the world just by living here in America.
Sure.
I remember talking to my wife at that point and saying, you know what, we might have to move out of this big house, because I truly didn't know where the next check was going to come so we could pay the mortgage. And she told me, babe, as long as we're healthy and, you know, we have our kids healthy, we have everything that we need. So as a man, it's very important that our woman is right behind us.
Sure.
Encouraging us. And that was a breaking point in my life that I decided, you know what, this woman is worth me fighting for. This is not going to be the end. I'm going to figure this out. That's when I opened myself to possibilities, to see what's possible. Because what's wrong is always available, but what's so is what's right. And in a recession, people are always afraid and they're always scattering. You have to be so certain that you're going to figure it out, that you're going to look for the opportunities. So what happened to me is I looked for the opportunities, and there was a very small window of opportunity for me to be in that space, to take advantage of that space. And I was able to be at the right place at the right time and be able to strike.
Fantastic. So how did you then, based on the disaster that presented itself to you in 2008 to where you are today, what were some of the key stepping stones to the success? I mean, if you were to look back at yourself from 2008, what do you look back and say, wow, I did that right, and oh, I could have done this other thing better?
I surrounded myself with people that were minded.
Great.
One of the things that I did in 2008 is I started networking with people that were succeeding in an economy where everybody else was failing. And it was very hard to find those people because they don't advertise that, okay, let's come to join this group together. You have to look at the professional in your industry that's succeeding. What are they doing that you can model? So I started modeling successful people in my industry, saying, oh, wow, this guy is doing this. Let me see how I could copy what he's doing. So instead of looking at what the whole industry is doing, figure out one or two of your competitors to see what they're doing right and dissect the strategies so you could use it to your advantage. So that's one of the things that I did right, is really get clear on who my competitors were and what were they doing to succeed, and see what trade shows they were attending, conferences they were going to. So I pretty much followed them everywhere they went. So I remember going to a conference where all the banks meet. It's called the 5-Star Conference. That is every year in Vegas. I mean, not in Vegas, I'm sorry, every year in Dallas, Texas.
Right.
So I pretty much went there not knowing anybody, but I made a point of meeting the people that would help me in my career. And I would just watch and see who the players are and see who are the ones who are the influencers. And you could tell a lot by the way people behave themselves in network opportunities. And if you're an spectator just looking back, and you could pretty much see who the big players in the rooms are. Once I found out who the guys that I needed to associate myself with were, I made an intention to meet with them, either to buy them lunch, to buy them dinner, to get some, so I could learn from them what they were doing, so I could extract that information. So that's one of the things that I was so obsessed with, finding out who is the most successful person in my industry at that moment when I was my lowest, figuring out what they were doing to succeed. And that's what happened.
That is fantastic. So, you know, somebody that's had your experience is a very, very valuable person to talk to, because, you know, you've seen the lows, you've seen the highs, and you know how to get from the lows to the highs. So, you know, even yourself, if you saw or if you met the young Raul from, say, 20 years ago, what advice would you give him?
You know, it's funny because we were talking about this with my wife yesterday, and I truly believe that I had to go through my journey in order to be where I am now. So if I met the young Raul 20 years ago, I would tell him just keep doing what you're doing, because you have more lessons when you lose things and sure. when things are taken away from you that you will get when things are given to you. So there's a price to pay, and in success, you have to pay the price. I am so blessed to have, at a certain age, to be able to lose everything so I could build it back up again. And now I'm confident that if it happens to me again, because I'm not perfect, and we live in an economy that we are very uncertain where we're going, I could do it again.
That is so great advice.
So that's what I would say to the young Raul is, continue to invest in yourself, keep building, keep growing, and material things are just material things. But what you learn and the lessons that you get from the failures are bigger lessons than you get from your successes.
Perfect. That is great advice, Raul. So you've built this successful business, and I'm sure there are people that you were associated with along the way that told you, you will never succeed, or it's all over, give it up, real estate is dead forever, it is never going to be good. How did you find the courage to not listen to the people? And these may even have been people, you know, close to you, maybe good friends, family, whoever it might have been, who would have said, oh, Raul, give it up, it's all over. Move on to something else. So how did you not listen to these folks?
You know, there's two types of human beings. The one who drive through, will tell you you can do something, and the ones who are looking to please everybody.
Sure.
So I'm lucky enough that I am the type of person that I get driven when people tell me I can do something. So one of the main reasons that I was actually, and I was able to track this back, one of the main reasons that I became successful again in real estate and have the courage to go after corporate clients for their accounts and their business is because there was a competitor in my area that told me I would never be able to do that. Hmm. And until this day, I have the person's email that pretty much wrote me a couple of paragraphs telling me what I couldn't never do, that I should give up real estate, that I should go get a job, and I'm never going to be able to succeed. So that drove me to have the mental strength to say, you know what? I need to prove that person wrong. And it was a blessing.
Perfect. That is fantastic. I've heard that so many times. And, you know, you are a perfect example of that strength, of that inner strength, and the determination to succeed. And it's no surprise that you are as successful as you are, because you make your own luck, as you said, and you make your own success. And fantastic. That is awesome. Congratulations. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk further with Raul about all the exciting things in the future. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
I'm John Ball, and I'm one of the founders of Page One Power. Page One Power is a custom link building firm based in Boise, Idaho. We increase search rankings and web traffic for world-class brands and mom-and-pop shops all around the globe. Our link-building strategies work because we focus on relevancy and quality, and we don't outsource anything. Our in-house staff of professional writers and researchers is the best in the industry. We're the link builders you've been looking for. Visit us today at pageonepower.com.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is authoritylabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is authoritylabs.com.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. On demand anytime inside the Entertainment Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's Gush Ramachandran.
Okay, and we're back. And this is Gush Ramachandran for Entrepreneur Effect. And our guest today is Raul Velasquez. And Raul was just telling us about his experience in the real estate business of having to live through the crash of 2008 and then building his business back up. So Raul, that is an inspiring story in itself. But what I think is even more exciting is what you've got for the future. There are some exciting, incredibly exciting things that you're doing. So tell us about what you're excited about. What does the future hold, and what can we expect from you going forward?
Well, like I told you before, I've been in a journey for the last year and a half, and it all started when I was named one of the top brokerages here in Connecticut in the Wall Street Journal. I was number 5 for 2 consecutive years, top Hispanic in my market. So, like everything else, want to be the best in your industry, and then you are the best in that space. What else can you want? And I was unsatisfied because, you know, I have reached the ladder, and I realized that it's not what I wanted. So I didn't know why I was depressed. When people were emailing me for interviews, people were asking me for advice, I was in different panels, and I was depressed. I started going to my office. It started to become a drag to come to the office. And that manifested into pains in my stomach. So wow. At night, I couldn't sleep. I was so stressed that I couldn't sleep. I understand why, because my business was going great. I had many clients that loved me. I had people that worked for me that thought I was the best thing in the world. My family was healthy. My wife had a great relationship with me. So I had no reason that way. But it kept on increasing. The pains kept on increasing until I had to actually start drinking shots of tequila at night to ease my pain.
Oh, boy.
So, and I'm not a heavy drinker, actually. I stopped drinking, a certain time in my life. I'm not a heavy drinker. And I was buying bottles of Patron tequila. So I could down them like 3 or 4 shots a night before going to sleep. And I remember crying in my couch, asking God to take this pain away because it was so bad. I didn't know what it was. And the doctors couldn't tell me what it is. I went to specialists and they said, there's nothing wrong with you. And it would just, it was a point in my life that I couldn't understand why. So that's when the journey started, realizing that, okay, I need to figure something. I need to find out. Actually, I was looking into selling my business, selling the brokerage. And I went to another event that will teach me how to set my business up so I could sell it. Because I was determined to sell my business. Because I knew that, okay, if I just cash out now, I'll be happy. If I have the money right now in a lump sum, I'll be happy, right? We all have those beliefs that when I do this, I'll be happy. And if I do that, I'll be happy, right? So I remember going to this seminar, and they taught us all these key things that we could do. And the following seminar was in Fiji. So I said, okay, I bought the next ticket. So I went to Fiji, and that's when I had a meeting with one of the mentors there. And they said, you know, the pain that you have in your stomach is not really physical. It's more mental. It's more like a void that you have. He said, I'm going to India, and if you want to come with me, I'll be more than happy to host you in India and kind of take you in a different journey that you might be able to find a solution to your pain. So I said, well, you know, I'm a business guy. I'm not into the spiritual stuff. I'm not into the woo-woo stuff. I said, you know, help me figure out how I could sell my business, and then I could then I know my pain will go away. But something in me said, you know what? You should go to India. You should take up the opportunity, because he was a successful businessman himself. So maybe there's something that I could learn from him. So I went to India, and in the hotel that we were staying, when we came in, there were two guards that were guarding the door. We went into the elevator, and two guards were guarding the elevator. We went to my room, and two guards were in front of my room and in the room next to it. So my wife and I, we looked at each other like, there must be a terrorist here in this hotel, because there's no reason why there's so much security. Everybody has machine guns. So I went downstairs and I said to the desk, I said, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to change our rooms. This, you know, the situation is scaring my wife. And if my wife is not happy, I'm not happy. So I'm here. I have my stomach pains, and I have all this stuff to deal with. I can't deal with these guys, you know, having machine guns, right? So she goes, oh, sir, it's not a terrorist. It's the Dalai Lama. He's staying in this hotel.
Oh, wow.
So I said, wow. So if nothing else, this guy could be the guy who could tell me what's wrong with me. So I said, can I have a meeting with him? Can I meet with him? He said, no, I'm sorry, but you can't bother him. He's here. He's going to catch a flight, and he's just here in transition. So I said, wow, I need to meet him. So he's staying right in front of my room. So I'm one of the most persistent guys that you will ever meet. So I'm trying to talk my way into meeting with him through the guard, and the guards were not having it. I sent my wife to meet with the guard to see if she could kind of sweet talk him into having a little session with the Dalai Lama and myself. But not, they were not budging. So I got an idea of asking the guard if he knew about the statistic that more accidents will happen when you drop the gun accidentally than when you shoot the gun. And the guy says, well, I never heard of that. I said, yeah, it's true. If you know, more accidents happen when the soldiers actually drop the gun and they're innocent bystanders going around, they get shot. I said, I don't want to be one of them. So just let me know the time that you're going to come out with the Dalai Lama, and I'll make sure that I'm out of your way and I'm in my room. So the guy says, oh, that's a great idea. We're leaving at 1 a.m, so you should be sleeping by then. And I said, 12:59, I was looking through my little peephole in my, door. I opened the door, and there's a Dalai Lama, and I have my camera, I have my video camera, and we have a 15-minute session with the Dalai Lama. Was one of the most amazing things that have happened in my life.
That's awesome. So very, very quickly, Raul, we're almost out of time. Tell us a little bit about what you're excited about. Tell us about the Next Level Experience very, very quickly.
So that's one of the reasons that I created the Next Level Experience, is because through my journey in a year and a half, I discovered that we need to work in ourselves. Our business is a reflection of who we are internally, that we really need to get connected with ourselves in order for us to elevate to the next level. So what I've done is I surrounded myself with individuals and entrepreneurs that think alike. Like, we had an event in Vegas a couple of weeks ago, we had over 30 multimillionaires just meet with us and have an experience. We come in and we brainstorm of what the next level looks like.
Fantastic.
And we cover all the basics: health, spirituality, relationships, and business. Because we believe that we want to have it all, and we could have it all in the right balance.
So how does someone that's excited about the next level experience, how do they get in touch with you? Is there a URL that you can give out, or how do they?
It's by invitation only. You have to fill up an application.
Okay.
You go to www.thenextlevelexperience.com, thenextlevelexperience.com. You could just click there to join. We'll tell you about the next event and just fill up an application. And if it's the right fit for you, we'll have the conversation. I mean, we want to surround ourselves with people who are world changers. Like I said, the last meeting that we had 2 weeks ago in December in Vegas was amazing. I mean, there was a billionaire there that met with us. There was a guy who we are actually in the talks of having a meeting.
Fantastic.
A year from now with Richard Branson in his island. So these things are happening very quickly, and we want to surround us with people who want to make a difference, want to make an impact, and want to take their business, their life to the next level.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Raul. That's been a really inspiring opportunity to chat with you. I'm sure our listeners would be delighted to go check out thenextlevelexperience.com. We would strongly encourage them to do that. And in the meanwhile, once we've got that going, come back and visit us again. We'd love to chat with you again. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Thank you.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.